Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with one of the great futurists of the 20th and the 21st century, Joe Barker. JoeBarker.com is a website I want you to go to. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you go there. You'll thank me later when next time we connect. Joe, thanks again for being here. How many books now? 5 books?
4, writing the 5th.
That's it. There you go. How many films?
Oh, 8.
8. So, folks, he's a Renaissance man. I don't know if he plays an instrument, but that's
guitar.
All you need. A guitar. There you go. So that's the answer. Hey, Joel, we got a couple more quick things to talk about.
Yes.
Tires.
Yes. Little known fact.
The U.S. Tires aren't new. That's not future.
Well, watch this. The U.S. throws away 380 million tires every year.
It's a real problem, isn't it?
Oh, and that's just us. Think of what it is worldwide. And the problem is, you can't get the good stuff out of it. Well, we've got a Spanish university who's figured out a way to get all the fabric out of these tires at an economical, industrialized level.
What do they do?
And that, well, they didn't tell me in the article exactly how they do it. They just simply said, we can do this. But the end result is those stacks and piles of tires are now raw material that can be used to make especially building panels and things like that.
Right.
And so it's the beginning of the 21st century massive recycling.
Have you ever driven a golf cart on reclaimed tire pavement?
Yeah. Yes.
It's cool, isn't it?
It's rubber crumbs. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
And yeah. Folks, if you've ever seen this, it's the darndest thing, and it makes you happy because you realize you're riding on something that's not polluting the environment and harboring mosquitoes, right?
Oh, boy, no joke. Non-trivial observation.
Reclaiming tires is a huge enterprise right now.
It's a new industry that'll put a lot of people to work, by the way.
And I think, you know what I think is going to happen? One day we'll hear that reclaimed tire will become throughput for 3D printing.
Yeah. Oh, what a cool idea.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, right. I like it.
What's
like
next?
It.
One more.
Second one is that the Swedes, I love the Swedes, have figured out how to make spider silk. You know, that's the problem. Spider silk is a wonderful fiber. Very
the mulberry tree, it's incredible. If you see how silk is made, it's an incredible thing, isn't it?
It is. Here's the trouble. If you ask a spider to make it for you, they are not very cooperative. So you can't get them to spin like we get the silk, the silkworms to spin. Anyway, the Swedes have figured out how to do it artificially.
Oh, the spider. The spider, yeah.
Yeah, this is, and so spiders.
Spiders aren't, you can't domesticate spiders, is that what you're saying?
They will not domesticate.
Not like
you like
a silkworm.
They'll bite you. That's right. But what's interesting is, this is biomimetics, you know, where we're copying the biology of the spider, and now they can make it industrial amounts, basically whatever you want.
So the spiders know that we've stolen their intellectual property?
I don't know. If they start biting us, then
there's some kind of a lobby. They're going to be a class action here. I see coming up. Wow. What are the applications?
Well, it's a wonderful, strong, flexible, elastic fiber that can be used, for instance, for bulletproof vests. It's one thing.
Synthetic spider
silk. Yep. So wow. once you get it out there, just think of the fashion designers, what they're going to do with that.
Well, I mean, the mind boggles at all the things you could use it for.
It's like lasers. When the lasers first came out, they said, well, we can use it for one thing. Well, we use it for thousands of things now. Spider silk will go through the same.
Isn't it interesting that the Swedes would do this?
Well,
I mean, how many spiders are there in Sweden? I mean, I've been to Stockholm. It's
probably
cold
more
up,
than we know.
It's cold up there, but it's not like the tropics where they have lots of spiders.
But it does reflect, again, we talked about this earlier, the international aspect of research now. It is going global. Everybody has something for everybody else.
You know, this is these communities, this community you're talking about, the internet has a governing body community, an international community. These kinds of communities could wind up being the savior against politicians for the future. You know what? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, what I thought was our scientists get maligned sometimes, and improperly so.
Right.
But if you're going to talk about the people you would trust the most with the truth, scientists have been trained harder and more diligently than any other group of people.
As long as they don't say settle science. I don't like that term.
Yeah, but that's what they know about truth, is that truth is relative. It changes as you do your research.
There you go. Hey, Joel, that was a little inside baseball there, folks. Hey, Joel,
give us
your website again, please.
JoelBarker.com.
Check it out, folks. Hey, Joel, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.